Hey, it's Caroline here. How's it going? Remember, you can find me at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. Now, it's been a while since I did one of these. Life has been pretty hectic just lately, and I'll fill you in on some of the stuff that's been going on in a little bit. But today, I want to talk to you about affirmations. Now, if you hang around me for any length of time, you find out pretty quickly that I am a huge believer in affirmations. The reason for that is because they made an astounding difference in my life many years ago when I first discovered them. And I didn't know what they were at the time. I didn't know they were called affirmations. I just started doing them. And they helped me gain self-esteem, and they gave me courage to leave an abusive relationship. However, the way you create these power statements is important. There's certain ways to do it that will work better for you. And it's a huge factor in how successful they are. So let me give you some tips. There's five tips here. Number one, personal. Make them in the first person. You want to say things like, I am, I have, I intend, I do. You want to make them first person, personal. They're about you. Number two, present. Make them in the present tense, as if what you're affirming is already happening in your life. Number three, positive. You want them to be a positive statement rather than a negative statement. Remember, your mind thinks in pictures. Now, try to imagine you not doing something. Can you picture that in your head, you not doing something? I don't think so. I can't do it. So you want to state what you want to do, what you want to be or have. You want to think about what you're moving toward, not what you're moving away from. So make them positive. Number four, precise, or be specific in what you want. Think about what you want and be very specific. So instead of saying something like, I have a job, state the specific job or type of job that you want to do. And the fifth tip, pulsate, or in other words, get your emotions involved. Imagine how it will feel when you have that affirmation as a reality in your life. Close your eyes and see yourself doing it or being it or having it. And this might not be easy at first to really get into the spirit of it, but in time, you'll get better at it. Trust me, you will. So remember those five tips: personal, present, positive, precise, and pulsate. If you use those five tips when you're crafting your affirmations, they will be so much more powerful and they will really have an effect in your life. Now remember this, I've said it before, we learn best by repetition, and affirmations are the same way. They are most powerful when they are done regularly, often, every day, out loud with your own voice. When I first started using them years ago, my mind rebelled, told me those affirmations were lies, and I felt silly. But that was just my mind trying to remain in control. I ignored that. I ignored those thoughts, and I did them anyway. And I encourage you to have this attitude as well. Get determined that you're going to do them regardless of what you think, regardless of what you feel, that you're going to do them because they do work and they will work. So think about what you really want. Write a few affirmations using those five principles I mentioned. Commit to saying them twice a day, first thing in the morning, and then just before you go to sleep at night are the best times. Commit to doing that twice a day for 1 month, and let me know what happens, because I believe that you will see some astounding changes in your life. If you just do this, you can do it for 1 month, can't you? Come on, I know you can. Twice a day for 1 month. And let me know how it goes. All right? So once again, my name is Caroline Donnelly, and you can find me over at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. That's CarolinerDonnelly.com. And if you haven't been over to the blog just lately, I wanted to let you know that my book, Change Your Life in 7 Steps, is now available. It's a free download. You just enter your information so I know where to send it, and it's available for you as my gift. It's my way of saying thank you because I really appreciate you. So please get the book, read it, and let me know what you think about that as well. So until next time, enjoy your journey.